Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Mobile fitness apps or devices have changed the way that we really create, record, and reach our fitness goals, thanks to cell phones and mobile devices that put that powerful computer right to where you need it so that you can use it to help target those problem areas and reach your fitness goals. My guest is one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body. It's Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. Let's talk about
Melanie.
The advent of mobile fitness devices. What are they doing for us?
Wow. Well, you know, they say that the eyes are the window to the soul. Well, you know, it might be that these mobile fitness devices are the window to the exercise soul of people, Melanie, because, you know, they fill, I think, a really important gap. That is, you know, we want to know how much energy people are putting into their bodies, you know, their energy intake. So we can do a pretty good job on that, you know, in terms of, you know, what foods they're taking, how many calories. But what they are burning, you know, the energy out, that's a lot more tricky. And it, you know, it varies so much from person to person, depending on their age, weight, and all of the rest. So I think these mobile fitness devices are great in that what they are doing now is they're enabling and empowering people to track exactly how much energy they're burning. And, you know, they can upload it to their computer. They can, you know, send reports to their doctor. And so we can get some really hard and good strong data, and therefore we can, you know, adjust their program depending on their weight goals, their training goals, etc.
Well, what it's replaced for me, Dr. Higgins, is, well, I'd say hasn't replaced really my pedometer, which keeps track of how far and how long I go every day on my treadmill or outside, and then just writing down, well, I exercised for 50 minutes yesterday, and I exercised. So it's kind of putting it all in one place, and so that we don't have to do that. Let's talk about some of them. Do you have a favorite one?
Well, one of the ones that I've had some experience with my patients is the Fitbit device, and also the new the Nike Fuel Band. And I mean, I can tell you they're really popular devices. Actually, I wanted to get one for my wife, the new Fitbit Flex, and I ordered it for Christmas, and it's still on back order. It still hasn't arrived. So they are really popular devices. But that's a great point that you brought up, Melanie, about the different devices. You know, they're the one that you had, which is basically a simple pedometer. You know, these are what we call the first generation or the single sensor devices. Generally, they're fairly simple and they're relatively cheap, but, you know, they do a reasonable job in terms of, you know, one or two specific dimensions, like, for example, keeping track of your number of steps. Now, the newer ones, which a lot of these devices that we're seeing coming on the market now, are what we call multi-sensor, because they're smart. You know, they don't just kind of do one thing. They can be programmed to tell it a little bit about you, you know, in terms of your weight, you know, your size, et cetera, and your age, your sex. And they can also generally measure multiple things simultaneously. So, for example, you know, they can detect, some of them can detect if you are walking versus if you are jogging versus if you are riding a bike, so or just doing a workout at the gym. So it's kind of, they're a really neat way, and they get closer. I think they're getting us closer to really what your true energy burn is. And you know, someone once, you know, said that, you know, what gets measured gets improved, or you know, you need to measure something if you're going to make a difference. I think Peter Drucker talked about that. So these are the devices, I think, which will really help us to get a more accurate evaluation of someone's total energy expenditure. And they can be fun, too. You know, some of the people at work have them, and there might be a couple of people in the office, and it's like, you know, one will say, okay, you know, I burned, you know, I did 10,000 steps today, and the other one will, okay, now I got to get out, you know, and I'm going to do 11,000 today, you know, and this sort of thing. So it's kind of a fun thing, and also certainly for doctors, you know, we can use that, and our sports specialists, we can use this as a, you know, a prescription and a monitoring device for these folks.
And that's pretty cool, except Dr. Higgins, I don't know, would I lie about my weight to a device? Is it going to make fun of me? You know, I mean, people are going to put in all these things. Now tell us about Fitbit, you mentioned it. What is it? What does it do?
Well, Fitbit was one of the earlier companies that got into the mobile fitness device. And the Fitbit model is the bracelet kind of model. So you'll see people wearing these bracelets. And what Fitbit does is it actually... it has a several monitors inside it. You know, some will track acceleration, some will, for example, track speed and distance, and also vibration. You know, with steps, and it actually will talk to your smartphone or your other smart device. So you can be using it, and it will, you know, at the end of a workout, you can push a button, or you can have it set on auto. It will just send the result of that last episode of exercise to a program, and it can actually tally it, so you can get real live information in terms of what you're doing. Now, after Fitbit came out, then you know everyone pretty much got into the business. I mean, you've got Nike with the Fuel Band, you've got Arcos with the activity tracker, Garmin. You know, I have a Garmin watch that I use when I'm running for my mileage, and they have the Vivo Fit. There's even some companies that are getting into the different locations of these devices, Melanie. So, for example, you know, a lot of them like the arm or the, you know, the arm band. But the only problem with the arm band or the wristband is that if someone is using their arms a lot, so, for example, let's say during the day that they're doing a lot of typing on their desk, on their computer, or they're giving a presentation and they're doing a lot of animated talking, you know, using their wrist a lot. Sometimes those gesticulations can actually, you know, confuse the wristband. So some folks said, hey, what about other parts of the body? Some people have done ones that are located on the hip or you put on your belt. But the only problem with them, you know, they're pretty good for some things like walking and acceleration. But if someone is going to be sitting on a bicycle or they're going to be doing some upper limb activities, they tend to underestimate it. And then the other area that people are interested in is the ankle or the shoe. And there's even some smart shoes that are coming out which actually have some of these smart technologies implanted in the sole of the shoe so that you can, you know, upload and find out what's going on in terms of the lower extremity. And they're generally better than the wrist, and some of them even have pressure sensors, you know, so they can tell kind of, you know, how much the person's pounding. And, of course, they can... they have three-dimensional sensors, so they can kind of get an idea of how high the person's, you know, lifting their foot, you know, and this sort of thing. But overall, you know, most of them, Melanie, do the basic things, you know, in terms of tracking your walking, you know, your basic activities. They vary in terms of, you know, what you can do in terms of connectivity with your devices and also, you know, what little features they've got. So, for example, the Garmin, you know, it comes with an optional heart rate monitor, you know, whereas another device actually comes, Intel actually have some what they call smart earbuds, which actually you put in your ears and they even measure your blood flow in your ears.
Wow. Wow, it sure is a lot of technology, Dr. Higgins, in the last minute for us. If you would just wrap it up about mobile fitness devices and how they can help us reach our goals.
Well, I think it comes down to what we started off with. If you can measure it, you know, you can monitor it and you can measure and manage it. And so the mobile fitness devices, I think, fill that gap that we have right now. And that question is, how much energy are you expending or is my patient expending? And the mobile fitness devices, they're smart, they're fun. You can, you know, play games with them. They upload to your devices. You can see what you're doing, and that feedback will bring you to more and more fun exercise days and health ahead.
Well, certainly if you can measure it, then you can manage it, and it'll help you reach your goals. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, just as we do here. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.